Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope that I'm able to meet your excitement with this presentation. So good morning, everyone. This is very much a proposal from the U.S. regarding revisiting GTR 11 and starting an initial dialogue with all of the stakeholders, but particularly getting feedback from the contracting parties as to whether there is interest within the GRPE to reopen the GTR and look at further developments. So, a little bit of background here, and I apologize, this is a bit U.S.-centric, but right now the U.S. is operating under our Tier 4 standards for land-based diesels, which were established in the 1990s and early 2000s. So the last rulemaking was in 2004, and so those Tier 4 standards remain in place right now, which is also the same year, I think, that GTR 11 was finalized, was 2004. So just recognizing that that there's been a lot of advances in technologies, we see opportunities to develop more stringent and robust emission control program, which could include test procedures and cycles to address emissions. And there was a recent July 2024 letter to the South Coast and CARB from EPA, which basically stated that the EPA will begin exploration of more stringent national Tier 5 criteria pollutant emission standards for non-road and land-based compression ignition engines, including the potential role zero-emission equipment can play to significantly reduce emissions. And so, so the agency has already made commitments within the United States to begin establishing more stringent Tier 5 standards. And we do look back at the work that we did within the GRPE and the collaboration that we had in establishing GTR 11 as being a very successful program. We know that that led to pretty broad adoption of the GTR. But we also know that some regions have already gone beyond those requirements established in GTR 11, particularly in the area of lower loads. What is South Coast? I'm sorry, that's a good question. So South Coast is California. It's the South Coast Air Quality, Air Monitoring District. Yes, so it is a stakeholder within a stakeholder. Yeah, so that's a good question, yes. Doesn't everyone know what the South Coast is? You were probably thinking the South Coast of France, actually. So, okay. So, lesson learned from that slide. Okay, so we'll move on to the next slide. So this is the last slide in my proposal. So, as I stated in the beginning, is that we would really like to gauge interest with all the stakeholders and especially the contracting parties on initiating a non-road informal working group. There's really three areas that we're specifically interested in. Of course, we would want to revisit the entirety of the process, but working with other countries to develop updated test procedures, exploring new non-road test cycles to cover low load operation, and I think that's in that second bullet point is interesting, given what we just saw from Euromat and from Paul on the amount of operation that takes place at those lower loads, and then also developing a new off-cycle test procedure to cover more real-world operation. So I understand that these are very high-level concepts, but as I said, it is an initial proposal. Just a little bit more that's not covered on this slide. We had, within EPA, had talked about potentially if we had enough consensus that we might try to bring this to WP29 in the spring timeframe. Based on some of the informal conversations that we've had, specifically Paul and I, it seems like maybe it might be more appropriate to bring this back to the next GRPE with a little bit more meat on the bone, so to speak, more technical detail. So that is the end of my proposal and my presentation. Thank you for the opportunity.